Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can do just about anything you want if you get cut off or somebody cuts in line in a funeral. That's what happened to Kendra yesterday. First of all, very sorry for your loss.
Oh, thank you. Well, he was 104. He lived a very good life. Very nice man.
104. Well, that's pretty good.
Pretty good with all his teeth. So he did.
All his hair, too?
Yeah, actually, yes. He
all
had,
your teeth
he
and
had
a full
hair.
Head of hair and yes. 104 years old. There's nothing wrong with that.
My great-grandfather. Yep.
Wow.
Grandpa Joe. Oh. He was a very nice
so
man.
What, so you're this is between the church and the cemetery?
Yes. Next to people not saying thank you when you let them go, this drives me bananas on the road. We're driving in the funeral procession, and there was not too many cars. It was maybe like 10 behind the hearse and the limo with
the
main family.
Yeah.
So we're in the car, and my stepfather and brother are in front of me and my mom, and we're driving, and we're taking the turn, and I can sort of see every turn that we took, people were almost hesitating to cut us off at every turn, and I'm looking going, don't you dare, don't do it, what? And then all of a sudden, we turn the corner, and this guy comes flying out, and he could see us. It wasn't like a blind turn. Goes right in front of my stepfather. My stepfather jammed on his brake, starts beeping the horn, and the guy just didn't back up, just stayed there and like put his arms up like, what?
He didn't. No. He couldn't have known it was a funeral procession.
Bright purple flags all over everybody's cars. We had notification on the car. You could see it was, the lights on, everything. So he goes, my stepfather goes around the guy, and then he tries to cut me off. So now me, I'm out the window now with my finger. I'm like, get back, dressed up all in black. My mother's like pulling me in the car like, what is wrong with you?
Was there any, you think the guy recognized, oh my God, what did I do? Was there any recognition that he blew it by pulling into a funeral procession?
No, he was trying to cut us off to get to the other side quicker. He didn't want to wait through the cars. And then another person at a different area turning around the corner as we sort of went into the cemetery also tried to cut us off, and I saw a few cars in front of us sort of do the same thing, like put their hand out to say stop.
Yeah.
But what is that? How do people not
know?
Don't do it.
It's not that I don't want to make excuses for the guy. It's certainly not if he knew. But if you don't know, like, I've been in funeral processions that are long, 40 cars, and they don't have flags for everybody. And maybe you just have your headlights on and your flashers on. And maybe people don't realize you left a little space between you and the car in front of you, and they try to pull in. But as soon as they recognize, oh, my God, the horror, I've just tried to cut off a funeral procession, they feel terrible. That does not sound like that was the case with this guy.
And it's funny you said about staying close to the car in front of you. That was my goal. I was nervous. I'm like, I gotta stay close. I don't want anyone to come in between us.
Yeah.
My mom, I think my poor mother needed like a Dramamine after driving with me. She was like, stop.
Oh, because you were right on the guy's tail the whole rest of the way.
Well, because I kept looking around going, is someone else going to cut us off? Like, has anyone else experienced this, or is it just me? I don't know.
I can think of few times in life when you are entitled to complete and utter outrage. You have the total moral high ground.
David,
if you're in a car in a funeral procession and somebody tries to cut you off.
I was out, hanging my body out the window. Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah, one could only hope there was pictures or video or something like that. I would very much like to see that.
Maybe there will
be. And it was your great-grandfather?
Great-grandfather, Grandpa Joe.
He'd be very happy to know that you were hanging out the window.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.